Hello.
Hello,
Hello.
my name is Shay and I'm a Turner Cobham customer support. How can I help you?
I'm kind of confused. What can you tell me again what company you are?
I'll have to pull up your
The
account to
name
see
of your
exactly what it
company.
is that you have with us because we service multiple products.
Okay. This morning I received a text message from saying that I had a USPS delivery coming. And when I clicked on that, it brought me to a survey by the United States Postal Service. Is this sounding familiar to you?
No, ma'am.
Were you listening to me?
Yes, ma'am. I was listening to you, but that does not sound familiar to me.
Okay. So what I was offered then was a free gift for doing the survey, and I was then being charged shipping and handling. This was the number that the fraud alert company gave me in relation to the company that I gave my credit card number to. You understand what I'm saying so far?
Yes, ma'am. So I will have to pull up your
Okay.
account to see exactly what you're talking about, ma'am. So can I have your
Okay.
first and last name?
Susan Hendrickson.
Okay, thank you for that.
Sure. I'm just concerned because things feel funny to me, so I wanted to double check.
Can you verify your shipping address for me, Ms. Hendricks?
7020 Lone Oak Road, Brainerd, Minnesota.
Okay, thank you for that. Give me one moment. Let me look over the account. It looks like the melon pods that you tried to
Pardon me?
order. Like you tried to order the melon pods.
Right, yeah, that was the free gift. And then I had to pay the $5.95 shipping and handling. So that was what was going to be charged to my card. Was this a legitimate program? Let me ask a different question. Does your company service surveys with promotional gifts associated with that survey?
Yes, our ads do pop up on surveys.
Okay. So you guys then process the gifts for doing the survey. Am I correct there?
Correct.
Okay. And it's a legitimate company that's doing this.
Correct.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure because it came through. This is how strange it came. It came through as a text message. When I called back the text message number, it was a mailbox that had not been filled. But when I clicked on what it said, real time tracking here, and I clicked on RE5D.me, and it brought me to the survey. I did the survey. I chose the gift. I gave my credit card information for the shipping and handling. This just feels really funny to me. So, what I would like is, could you eliminate my information from your system?
You asking me, can I do what, ma'am?
Can you eliminate my credit card number, my name, address, the whole schlemiel? Can you get it out of your system? I am not interested in participating.
Okay, so the order never went through, ma'am. It was declined.
Good. Okay, perfect. Okay, now how do you manage credit card information? Do you continue to have my credit card number?
I'm not sure the question you're asking.
In your computer system,
mm-hmm.
do you still you have my name and my address and the order and all of that?
Mm-hmm.
You also then have my credit card number, correct?
Yeah, the last four digits.
Just the last four digits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As long as you can assure me that you don't have the full credit card number, then we're good, and I wish you a happy day.
Good.
All
right. Well, I thank you for calling customer support. You have
yes.
a wonderful day.
Before you hang up, where's your location? Where are you physically? What city are you in?
California.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm in Minnesota, so I just always like to find out where I'm talking to people from. So you have a lovely day, and I thank you very much for your help.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support, ma'am. You have a wonderful day.
A little more enthusiasm will get you a long way. Bye-bye.